We're going to do, we're going to finish up. I'd like to finish up what we're talking about here, in Kiddush HaChodesh. I want to speak about a very interesting shayla of Kiddush HaChodesh B'Yameinu. I'm just going to start talking about a little bit. There's a Machlokes Rambam and Ramban, and it affects us how we do Kiddush HaChodesh today. And it's as follows. The Rambam seems to say clearly Kiddush HaChodesh needs a bezdin of Ayin Aleph. Chaim, can you give him a chair? Is that okay? Ram says you need a bezdin of Ayin Aleph, which is bezdin of Gadol, and we spoke about that at length about this idea. The sefer I'm using is the Teferes Lemoisha, Rabbi Yitzchak Sender. Okay, so what we're doing over here is, so the Rambam says you need a bezdin of Ayin Aleph, and the Ramban, however, argues on the Rambam with many questions. One of the questions is from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Ru shloisha v'hein bezdin." It's not a bezdin of Ayin Aleph. We give answers to that. But he has other questions. And one of the questions is, he says, Bezdin HaGadol is batel way before the Churban. And if that's the case, so then they couldn't be Mekadosh the Chodesh way before the Churban. And we find in the Gemara that even the times of the Amoraim, they were being Mekadosh the Chodesh. So if you're right that you can only, you need a Sanhedrin, so then how in the world does the Gemara seem to say that there is other batel dinim? So there's different turrets into this question. The Sefer Megillas Esther says one teretz, which is that the Sanhedrin wasn't batel. It's fake news. He says that there was a din concerning certain of the dinim of Sanhedrin, that it needed to be in Lishkas HaGozes. For example, dinei nefashis. If Bezda wants to pass the dinei nefashis, it has to be in Lishkas HaGozes. Lishkas HaGozes is their sanctuary. That's where it is in the base of Mikdash. Churban HaBayis. There's no more Lishkas HaGozes because there's no more bias. So they don't have their sanctuary. But the other dinim of Sanhedrin, he's making two dinim of Sanhedrin, and maybe this is relevant to the Chidush Torah, which we have said about two dinim of Sanhedrin. The other dinim of Sanhedrin are not dependent on Lishkas HaGozes. So it's fake news. There was Sanhedrin even after the Churban. That's one answer. Akoponim, the Ramban has many other questions that the Ramban asks on this Rambam. He also speaks about the fact that the Ram seems to say that that not only does it need to be Sanhedrin HaGadol, also needs to be in Eretz Yisrael. He speaks about that also. Anyway, the Ramban, because of all of his questions, so he suggests that it's not true. Any Bezdin can do Kiddush HaChodesh. Now, when you have Bezdin HaGadol, it would be audacious for someone to get up in Mekadosh the Chodesh. It's almost like Moira Halacha Lefnei Rabba, which we know a person can't speak in front of his Rebbe. So if you have Sanhedrin HaGadol, it would be audacious for anyone else to do it. It's not that they don't have the jurisdiction, but in their presence, it would be considered to be quite haughty. So therefore, if there's no more Sanhedrin, then anyone could do it, because anyone's really allowed to do it. But as long as the Sanhedrin is here, we don't want anyone else being Mekadosh the Chodesh. I'm not seeing. Oh, there's Yossi. Okay. I'll call upon him. This is where it gets interesting. This is what we're going to speak about. We're going to break soon, but I want to tell you as follows. There was a moment in time when the Rabbanim in Tzvas wanted to reinstitute smicha. Now, what we do nowadays, we give a Rav smicha. A smicha really does not mean much. It just means that you are knowledgeable. Back in the day, smicha wasn't just like a title, like Mr. It had very serious repercussions. Nowadays, smicha does not really have any halachic repercussions. All it is, it just means that someone like trusts you. That's all it means. Back in the day, there was something called real smicha, which made that people like real dayanim. And there was a discussion of there was a movement to reinstitute smicha in Tzvas. And there are those that say that it had to do with the power struggle between Tzvas and Yerushalayim. I don't want to go into that right now. But the point is like this. There were those that were for it and those that were against it. The Ma'aribe Rav was in favor, and the Malrach, the Ralbach, was against it. And one of the things that they spoke about is, if you have three people that are smuchim, then according to the Ramban, what do they have the power to do now? What? No, Misa, you would need much. You need a Sanhedrin. You need 23 at least. They're able to do Rosh Chodesh, says Chaim David. Right. So they should have to go back to doing Rosh Chodesh. And now you need Edim, and you're going to have Re'iyah, and you're going to have to forget the whole thing. Hill HaZokin set it up, and it's Batel. Because now we have a Bezdin back in place. According to the Rambam, that wouldn't be the case, because the Rambam holds, what do you need in order to do Kiddush HaChodesh? Sanhedrin. So we don't want to give smicha. We don't want to make Sanhedrin. So according to the Rambam, Hillel would stay intact. But according to the Ramban, we're going to end up in serious trouble because we're going to have to annul the whole Kiddush HaKodesh, and now we're going to have to go back to the whole system of Edom, and that it's going to be very, very messy. And anyway, it's going to be Machlokas Ramban and Ramban. So now you're going to be depend on Sister Ma'arach. You're getting involved in things that are way, way out of your league. Just leave it alone. And the Maribei Rav argues. And the Maribei Rav says, no, even if we would have smuchim, even according to the Ramban, Kiddush HaKodesh is not, we can't do it anymore. You want to know why? Because Hillel HaZaken established the calendar. And once he established the calendar, we're done. So there's no, we don't have any more discussion of Kiddush HaKodesh. Hillel HaZaken put everything in place. So you want to uproot Hillel HaZaken? That you need a best government or chachma of a minyan. But it seems that there's a machloikas, the following thing. How do we understand the type of Kiddush HaKodesh we're doing today? Is it a, how did that happen? There's a lot to be discussed. Hillel HaZaken is no longer alive. How could he be Mekadesh L'Chodesh? This week is going to be Mekadesh L'Chodesh. Is Hillel HaZaken being Mekadesh L'Chodesh? Are we being Mekadesh L'Chodesh? And Hillel's just setting it up for us? There's a lot to be discussed.
Okay, let's talk about Kiddush HaKodesh. This is a fascinating discussion. And the way it starts is also fascinating what happened in history. There was a major, major question as to whether or not they should start doing smicha. In Tzfas, they restarted the smicha, and it didn't last very long. It didn't have a continuum, and it was very controversial. But you're talking about big rabbanim, by the way. I'm not talking about. So the Maribei Rav, he was from Tzfas, and he was one of the proponents, and he actually wrote about it. He wrote the halachic, the perspective on reinstituting smicha. And he said that we can reinstitute smicha. And then Bezdin has also done dinei knasos, not dinei nefashos. Dinei nefashos needs Sanhedrin. They weren't ready to do that. But they could done dinei knasos, which is someone steals, you can make him pay kefel. If someone does a lav, you can make him get malchus. That would be pretty heavy. And that would whip people into shape, no pun intended, if you're going to give them malchus. Anyway, that was his opinion. Now, there are others that argued and said that it's not a good idea to reinstitute it, and the Ral Bach was one of them. The Ral Bach had said that if you reinstitute the din of smicha, then you're going to have to start with a whole new slew of issues. So maybe you'll solve some issues, but you bring up other ones. What's an issue you're going to bring up? Kiddush HaKodesh. Now Kiddush HaKodesh is going to be a whole mess. Now you're going to have to start being Mekadesh HaKodesh again, Al-Pi Re'iyah. And everything that's been going up until now is going to be down the tubes. And it just makes it messy. Doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with that. Well, what the problem is also because he says it really depends on the Machlokas Rambam and Ramban. Because according to the Rambam, you need a Sanhedrin. And even if we have smicha, we're not going to have Sanhedrin. So according to the Rambam, you're going to have to do it al pi cheshvan. According to the Ramban, that you just need any three. And it's just when there's a Sanhedrin, a person has to give deference to the Sanhedrin. But really any three. So once you have three smuchim, you're going to have to do Kiddush HaKodesh. So it's going to be a discrepancy between the Rambam and the Ramban. It's going to get messy. So the Ralbach says, better not. The Maribei Rav argues. It says the Maribei Rav. It's totally not true. It's totally not true. Once Hillel made a takone that he was going to tell us when the Kiddush HaKodesh is, it's far fallen. It's over. There's a takona. So even though we came and now we introduced that we're going to have smicha, we're not going to be mavata l'takana of Hillel. Hillel made a takone. That's the way that the Maribei Rav. In other words, the Maribei Rav understands that this is not something that is natural that Hillel's masakin al pichesh. It was the takonas chachomim. That's the Maribei Rav says, and therefore he says. Therefore, the Tzoros Chacham will stay even if I have Bezdin Smuchim. What did the Ral Bach hold? He says, no, he says that this wasn't a Takkanas Chacham at all. Rather, this Halacha Meshuv Sinai. When you have Bezdin, you're Koveya Al-Pi Re'iyah. When there's no Bezdin, you're Koveya Al-Pi Cheshbon. Now that there's going to be a Bezdin, they're going to have to go back to being Koveya Al-Pi Re'iyah. Hillel didn't institute anything. All Hillel did was, is Hillel took the baton and he ran with it. Hill, in other words, the Hillel was misakin when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. But once we have a Bezdin, so then It's not that Hillel's takana is gone. Just Hillel's mathematics is gone. Because Hillel did not make a takana. That was Alav Moshe Misinai. If you have a bezdin, you do it alpi bezdin. You don't have a bezdin, you do alpi. There are questions.
Yeah, but Rebbe, they had bezdin after Hillel moved on. After Hillel passed away, they had bezdin in session for hundreds of years.
So Hillel, it could be that in Hanami after Hillel, they still were Makadish Alpi the Edom. For as long as they had Edom, they were Makadish Alpi the Edom. Hillel just saw that that was going to eventually, was going to peter out. So therefore, he set up a cheshbon for us. But he wasn't insisting that we do it. We talk, don't have to do it Alpi his cheshbon. And that's why the Rambam says that if I have a bezdin today, he'll not have a problem with that. It's not going against Hillel's takana. The Meribe Rav argues. The Meribe Rav says there was a takana of Hillel. And Hillel's takana was that he was going to change the way that we're being Mekadosh the Chodesh. Once that's in place, so therefore you can't be okay that. And even if I have a Sanhedrin, nothing's going to change. Yeah. So Mary Barav says the following thing. Mary Barav, when he's discussing the Ramban's question on the Rambam, the Ramban asked on the Rambam, Achar Churban, we know that there was a Bezdan Hagono, right? Achar Churban, there was no more Bezdan Hagono, I'm sorry. So therefore, how were they Mekadosh the Chodesh afterwards? Says the Meiri Beirav, he says the following thing. He says, if all of Klal Yisrael gets together and agrees when Rosh Chodesh is, it's as if Klal Yisrael is accepting whoever was the person to make the motion into Sanhedrin. Explain to what he means by that. In other words, he's saying, according to the Rambam, we don't really need him to have a Sanhedrin license. The Yisoid of Sanhedrin was that he is appointed by the people. Says the Ralbach, if everyone accepts this opinion of this Rav, it's like everyone is saying, okay, he's appointed by the people. Therefore, it's considered to be done by the Sanhedrin. If we wouldn't all agree of when Kiddush HaChodesh was, then we would have a problem. But being that Bizman Hazeh, we're all kind of on the same page, everyone agrees. Therefore, it's not a problem of the fact that there's no Sanhedrin. You can be Mekadosh even Al Pi Re'iyah, even after the Sanhedrin is gone. Yeah. And the Sefer Nefesh Chaya takes it a step further, and he says the following thing. Sefer Nefesh Chaya says that even though Bizman Hazeh, there's no Nesiyim, there's no Sanhedrin, I mean, but there's still Nesiyim, you still have Rosh Koho. All those people who have been appointed or been accepted as authority by the Tzibor, therefore, that's considered as if they can be Mekadosh the Chodesh. What's the Nefesh Chaya saying? It's not about that you have to have the literal status of Sanhedrin HaGadol. Just Sanhedrin HaGadol was the boss. So if you have today, Bizman Hazeh, someone that's clearly the boss, or if concerning Kiddush HaChodesh, everyone accepts you as being the boss, so then it's going to work. It says Nefesh Chaya, up until the Zman of Hillel, there was always someone who was considered the undisputed Gadol Hadar, who was going to be the one that people relied on. Therefore, he could always be Mekadosh the Chodesh. Okay. Now we speak about what is the din of Kiddush HaChodesh Bizman Hazeh? This week, Beis Hashem, we're going to be to Shabbos Mevorchim. What is the significance of Shabbos Mevorchim? Here, there's a very interesting machlokes over here between also the Rishonim Ramban, it seems like, and the Rambam. Says the Ramban, Bizman Hazeh, Bizman Hazeh, Hillel was already mekadesh the chodesh for all of us. And he was mekadesh the chadashim and shanim ad sheyivana beis hamikdash. And that's already considered to be a kiddush, says the Ramban. The kiddush achodesh was already done. So this Shabbos, when we're going to get up and we're going to sing and dance, it's all just a formality. Because Hillel already was Makadesh the Chodesh up until this man of the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Rambam holds. The Rambam seems to argue. Because interestingly, the Rambam writes that what would be if Bizman HaZeh, there was no Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael at all, we wouldn't have Moedim. Now why? Hillel was already Makadesh the Chodesh way back when. You see from the Rambam, Hillel was not Makadesh the Chodesh way back when. We have a massive machloikas Ramban and Rambam. And it's going to be interconnected with other machloikas Rambam and Ramban. The Ramban seems to say Hillel was Makadesh the Chodesh way back when. According to the Ramban, the Kiddush HaChodesh is done deal. It's already a done deal, if that's the case. If you want to undo what Hillel said, you'd probably have to be Mevatel Hillel. Because he was already Mekadesh the Chodesh. Mashenken, according to the Rambam says that it seems from the Rambam, Hillel wasn't Mekadesh the Chodesh. Says the Rambam, if there's no Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, there'd be no Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because it sounds like we're being Mekadesh the Chodesh right now, at least in Eretz Yisrael, is where the Kiddush HaChodesh stems from. It sounds like that we're doing it. So what did Hillel do? He set it up for us. He wasn't Mekadesh the Chodesh. He just told us when we should be Mekadesh the Chodesh. Lichura, this machloikas, is going to affect very much what we spoke about, if you have to be mevatel takonas Ezra. Was Ezra making a takona or not? If Ezra was mekadesh the chodesh from now till binyan beis hamikdash, he did the kiddush for us. If we want to say, Ezra, Hillel, we don't like your kiddush, we're going to do our own kiddush, we're being mevatel the kiddush of Hillel Zaken. However, if Hillel just set it up for us, he said, this is when you should be mekadesh the chodesh. That's if we don't have a Rias Edim. Now that we have Rias Edim, so we'll go by Rias Edim. It's not going against Hillel. Hillel just gave us the times. He didn't make the Kiddush HaChodesh. Mashenken, according to the Ramban, he's saying Hillel was Makadesh the Chodesh. If we're going to undo the Kiddush of Hillel, so then the Chayra, we're going to be Mabatel Divrei Hillel. That's the Chayra going to be a Machloikas between Ramban and Rambam. There'll be another Machloikas between Ramban and Rambam. And that is, perhaps, when we are Mekadesh the Chodesh, are we bystanders or are we active participants? Someone said this back when we were starting the discussion about Kiddush HaChodesh. Are we active participants or are we bystanders? If you hold that Hillel HaZaken himself was Mekadesh the Chodesh, so then we're clearly, simply bystanders. And we're just, it's a formality. We're doing Kiddush HaChodesh, it doesn't really mean much. But if we say that, no, Hillel HaZaken just told us when to do it, but we're being Mekadesh the Chodesh. Therefore, this is like when we are establishing the Chodesh, it's like we're being Mekadesh the Chodesh ourselves. And that could be the Bira Machlekes of why is it that we stand during Kiddush HaChodesh. The Magen Avraham says the reason we stand is because that's the way they used to do and back in the times of Bez. Reb Kiva Eiger asked the question. I don't know that they stand. I thought they sit. Bezdin sits. So we explained in the Chanami, Bezdin sits, but the Am stands. So are we now like the Am, or are we now like Bezdin? That could be. We said a different shot at the time. We'll go over it soon. That could be the Machloikis here as to whether or not you should a person should stand for Kiddush HaChodesh like they did back in the day. If you hold that we are bystanders. So that just like the stood by Kiddush HaChodesh, we should stand by Kiddush HaChodesh. Hillel is being Mesakein the Chodesh. Hillel is being Mekadesh the Chodesh, not us. Therefore, we're more like bystanders. However, if you understand, Hillel wasn't Mekadesh the Chodesh. Hillel was just Mesader the Chodesh. And he left us to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. He just set it up for us. So then we are important participants. Therefore, we should be treated maybe like Bezdin. We suggested another Chiddush, if you remember, is that the whole Sanhedrin are really the ones that are Mekadesh the Chodesh. So therefore, when we Bezdin reenacts, they reenact like Kol Yisrael was Makadosh the Chodesh. Okay. Comes along the Avnei Nezer. And he asks a very powerful question. He asks, if Hillel was already Makadosh the Chodesh, so when does Rosh Chodesh start, by day or by night? Starts at night. So when does Hillel's Kiddush HaChodesh kick in? The Chayre kicks in at night. So if a person forgot to say Yalla B'Yavoy on Rosh Chodesh, the halacha is, he doesn't go back, because he can't be Makadosh the Chodesh till the next day. Because you see the moon at night, you Makadosh the next day. Hello, but Hillel HaZaken isn't seeing the moon. And Hillel HaZaken was Makadosh it days, months, years before. So already now, Bezman HaZeh, where the Kiddush HaChodesh happens, Lima Freya, or it happens ahead of time. Therefore, the Chori should have to say Yalla B'Yavoy over at night. This is the question of the Avnei Nezer asks on the Rambam. If you're like the Rambam, that we're not Makadosh the Chodesh until Bezdin actually gets into Shul and publicizes it, that's when the Kiddush is, it's an actual Kiddush, and you have no question for the night before. But you're like the Rambam, that no, Hillel was Masakin the Chodesh. He was Masakin it a year ago, 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago. So then why is he Masakin the Chodesh for Friday night? That's the question. So the answer is a little tricky, my friends. Anyone wants to try an answer? Anyone want to try? Does everyone get the question? Reuven, Frank, did you get the question?
I'm sorry, could you ever repeat the question? Something I just came in the middle. I'm sorry. So.
Yeah. The question. The halacha is that we can't be, that if a person forgets Yalla B'Yavoy at night during davening, he doesn't go back. Why not?
No Kiddush HaChodesh by night.
Now, the Ramban Shita is that the Kiddush HaChodesh happens weeks, months, years before. Through Cheshvan, Hillel's Mesakim. So why can't Hillel be Mesakim Rosh Chodesh at night? I mean, after all, we said that the only reason you can't do Kiddush HaChodesh at night is because you can't have Eidos at night, but Hillel is not doing it with Eidos, he's doing it with Cheshvan. So why, Bizman HaZeh, don't we say that there's a full-fledged Kiddush HaChodesh at night? That's the question. So the answer, perhaps, can be something that we spoke about previously, which is, what's the Iker Kiddush HaChodesh? Because the Ramban said that Hillel HaZaken is Makadosh the Chodesh from then till the end of times. Is that the Iker Kiddush HaChodesh, or is that just the Tufel Kiddush HaChodesh? Is the main Kiddush HaChodesh Avada with Riyas Edim, but Hillel saw that it's not going to be so practical, so he created an alternative Kiddush HaChodesh. But Avada Hillel would be Moida that the Iker Kiddush HaChodesh is Alpi Riyah. And if that's the case, so then if Riyah can't happen at night, then Kiddush Alpi Cheshben also can't happen at night. Maybe that would be why even Bizman HaZeh, if a person forgets Yalla B'Yavoy, doesn't have to go back, because the Seder can't be at night. Why can't Seder be at night? The reason is because the Kiddush can't be at night. Is that clear? Okay. Okay, so I just wanted to suggest, with this I'm going to close the chapter on Kiddush HaChodesh. I just wanted to suggest that maybe this that we're speaking about Hillel doing the Kiddush, maybe Hillel only does part of the Kiddush. We spoke about, if you remember, two dinim in Kiddush HaChodesh, the Sidur HaMoyedos and the Kiddush of Rosh Chodesh. But Kiddush of Rosh Chodesh le'inyan Rosh Chodesh, and Kiddush of Rosh Chodesh le'inyan Sidur HaMoyedos. So those are two different types of. So I'm wondering if maybe Hillel HaZaken only chose to do one of them, and we, Bizman HaZeh, are doing the other. Who's Makadosh L'Chodesh? The answer is both us and Hillel HaZaken. Hillel gave us which day is Rosh Chodesh. But as far as understanding when the Sidur HaMoyedos, maybe that's still up to all of us to do, and it's not dependent on Hillel HaZaken anymore. That was my thought, perhaps. To understand why, how we are still being Mekadosh L'Chodesh, and it is still the tip that takes our contribution, even though Hillel was already Mesakin it himself. Those are my thoughts on Kiddush HaChodesh. We basically finished the Sugya of Kiddush HaChodesh. I think that we did a very, very thorough job. A lot of Chazara needed, but we did some. We're going to start the Sugya of Shofar. Now we're going into a whole different place. As I mentioned, it's a little bizarre that this Mishnah is in the same parak as the Mishnah before. What the Mishnah before had to do here, I have no idea. But what we're talking about now is Kol HaShofaris Kshem Chutz Mishel Parah, Nature Hu Keren. So now, there's a few things you have to know. There's two different dinim when it comes to Shofar. There's a din of Shofar which has to do with the Cheftza of the Shofar. And then there's a din of shofar that has to do with the use of the shofar. In other words, how we blow the shofar. Where, you know, what's, if there's a mechitz, if there's a chatzitz on the shofar. All those other dinim. But there's something more basic is the cheftza of the shofar itself. What type of cheftza of shofar do we need? And then how do you use that cheftza of shofar? But what we're going to start off trying to discuss is which type of shofars are kshirim. So there's, and even over here, there's going to be, says the Mefarshim, two different types of psul. One which is a psul be'etzem, and the other one is a psul just in its category, in its name. In other words, maybe there's a shofar that's not a shofar. It might look like a shofar, you might think it's a shofar, but it's just not a shofar. And then there's something which is a shofar, but it's a pasul a shofar. Those are two different types of things. Something that's not a shofar, something that's a pasul a shofar. So you have to see. Kol haShofar is kshirim chutz mishel para, mnei shehu keren. Amar Rabbi Yosi Aloi, kol haShofar is nikru keren, shenem mishach bekeren ayoyvel. So over here, it's very confusing as to what is really driving the Tanakhama. It sounds like the Tanakhama is saying that para is not really a shofar. It's a keren. It's not a shofar. But if you read the beginning of the Mishnah, it seems to say not like kol haShofar is kshirim chutz mishel para. It sounds like the para is also a shofar, but it's a pasul a shofar. So is it a shofar or not a shofar? That's going to be one of the discussions we're going to try to bring up. And what's the problem of Neshu Karen or it's Nikra Karen? That also the Gemara is going to discuss with us at length, Be'ez Hashem with Siyata Dishmaya. This is going to be a lot of the sugi here. It's going to talk about the concept called Ein Kateger Naseh Saneger, which means that if someone is a defense attorney, he can't also... be the prosecutor. And en kategor nasa saneger. Someone that's a prosecutor can also be a defense attorney. And the classic place that's used is that the Kohen Gadol on Rosh Hashanah doesn't wear big day
zav.
Zav. He wears big day lava. Why? Because en kategor nasa saneger. So we also, there's a question of which type of shofar can be used. Only a shofar that will not run into the complications of Ein Kategor Naseh Saneger. That's what the Mishnah says. That's what the Gemara says. I suggest you start seeing the Gemara and the Mishnah. We are going to end here for now.